This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we visit with a local duo who decided to go their own way when their larger band bailed on them. These two brand their music as alternative rock and play entertaining and amusing music in the Midwest. The band shares with us what it's like playing at local venues, how they go about recording their own music, and more. You're listening to The Live Feed.
My name is Juan Galarza, and you listen to a Live Feed. Today we're with Category U at the Acoustic in downtown Winona, part of the 2014 Midwest Music Fest. Can you guys introduce yourselves and tell us your role in the band?
All right, I'm Mason Smith, guitarist and vocalist.
I'm Alex Miller, vocalist.
And where do you guys usually perform, and what brings you to Winona?
Well, we're townies.
Yeah, we're natives.
We live here, so we perform here all the time.
How long have you guys been performing together?
Two years.
And how did that come about?
It was a high school talent show. Yeah, it was our former band had kind of bailed on us.
Yeah,
and so we were the only two left, and just kind of decided to go from there.
Yeah, did a silly rendition of a Men at Work song, and it got people's interest, so we kept going.
Yeah,
right on. So performing at a place like this, do you guys usually perform at coffee shops, or you guys usually perform at bars?
I
think we've yet to do a bar.
Yeah, we've yet to do a bar, but we've performed here like three times.
Yeah, Acoustic Cafe three times.
So how would you guys describe performing at Acoustic?
Up to this point, it's been pretty good.
I think
actually when it was just us playing at the Acoustic, the whole setup was almost more professional and better. Even last year's Midwest Music Fest, we played at the Arts Center. That was a fantastic venue, and the staff was on time, and we got everything done. I mean, this venue itself is great. I mean, you can get food. It promotes like the whole like local business that this is, and promotes like local music, which is definitely good.
So yeah, I forgot to ask. Category U, does that hold any significance, or how did you guys come up with that name?
Yeah, so we took this test sophomore year. It was like
a career placement test.
Yeah. Well, at the end, you just like had to answer a bunch of questions, and it gave you like potential careers. And we both fell under the category of performing arts, and it was Category U.
All right.
This next one.
It's a saddie.
It's a saddie.
It's a saddie.
It's called Sally.
Saddie Sally.
Sally once said to me, you look real good. I told her time would change that, she knocked on wood. We used to dance our way through everything. We just hold hands and let the world make us spin. And we still. Changing, we carry on, just carry on. 'Cause time is never wasted when you're having fun. Now many years have gone and some have gone away, but all the memories, they're here to stay. Now me and Sally don't wear dancing shoes, but if you asked us to, we'd never refuse. 'Cause we still hold on. Though the world's changing, we carry on. Just carry on. 'Cause time is never wasted when you're having fun. Thank you. Sally's been dead for years and I know it best. Losing someone you love is a shot to the chest. Now I'm alone and my time has met its end. Sally's coming to me with an outstretched hand. And we still hold on. And even though this day will carry on, just carry on. Everybody knows that we had fun. Everybody knows that we had fun.
Thank you. We wrote that one too.
The key.
The key. Okay.
The key.
This next one's not an original, but it's a good one.
Sun, go down to the water and see the women weeping there. Then go up into the mountain. The men, they are there weeping too. Father, why are all the women weeping? They are weeping for their men. Then why are all the men there weeping? They are weeping back at them. This is a weeping song, a song in which to weep, while all the men and women sleep. This is a weeping song, but I won't be weeping long. Father, tell me, why are all the children weeping?
They are merely crying, son.
Oh, are they merely crying, Father?
Yes, true weeping is yet to come.
This is a weeping song, a song in which to weep, while all the little children sleep. This is a weeping song, but I won't be weeping long. Father, tell me, are you weeping? Your face, it seems wet to touch. Oh, then I am so sorry, Father. I never thought I heard you so much. This is a weeping song, a song in which to weep, while we rock ourselves to sleep. This is a weeping song, but I won't be weeping long. No, I won't be weeping long. No, I won't be weeping long.
Yeah, that one's by Nick Cave.
And the Bad Seeds.
Bad Seeds. Can't forget about them. Growing to bad apples, those seeds.
You've been listening to the alternative rock sounds of Category U during Midwest Music Fest. We now turn it back to Juan Galarza in his interview with the duo. You're listening to The Live Feed.
Describe your sound.
I'd say just, I mean, it's just kind of a fun, like, acoustic little sound. I mean it's generally simplistic, like compared to what some other bands are making, I mean, as far as like equipment that we use, but I think we really, I mean, use the less is more approach, like with our vocal harmonies. So I think it's just kind of a smooth, like, acoustic jam that anyone can get down to, because I mean, we played different kinds of music.
So can you just talk a little about your recording process? How do you guys come up with the
Okay, so it's basically just me, Alex, my laptop, and a few, like, a mic.
And a blanket.
And a blanket,
we
yeah.
We drape a blanket over ourselves when we're singing. Gives it
a little sound barrier.
Like a studio effect, yeah. It's pretty ghetto, but
yeah, but it works, yeah. And that's basically it. And then hours of editing.
Yep.
But is it always, like, the same process, or do you guys kind of switch it up a little bit, or do you guys have, like, your go-to, like, blanket of the head, and then you guys know something's going to come out of that?
Well, this is like the first album that we've actually like sat down and trying to record track by track. Like, we had like a little live album last year, but this one we actually like sat down, and I don't know. So it's kind of an experiment, but it's working out pretty well, and the whole blanket over the head thing does the trick.
When was this album released, and what's the name of it?
It actually has yet to be released. At this show, we're releasing like a little sampler, and it's got three of the songs out of ten.
Like an EP.
Yeah, like an EP. And it's probably going to be released sometime this summer.
We're calling it Chutney.
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 Category U Chutney.
So far, you guys have yet to release. This is going to be your first album that you guys are going to release.
Full studio album.
Yes. Yeah.
We have a few songs on SoundCloud if you look up Category U. We have a Facebook page. We have an email, categoryumail@gmail.com. We post some recordings there. We have some live videos on YouTube. People always tend to shoot at our shows, so there's definitely ways to listen.
You guys said you guys were Winona natives. You guys usually perform at the acoustic and around town. Have you guys performed out of state?
Yes.
Yeah, Arkansas, Wisconsin.
Yep, we had a big excursion in Arkansas, Wisconsin a couple years ago for their Arkansas Days. It's just a tiny little town, but we played at a house in a backyard, and it was fun. And we also did a wedding
in
Bangor, Wisconsin, and that was a really fun experience.
So performing at a wedding compared to like a coffee house like this, do you guys kind of cater your set to the place that you're playing at, or do you guys kind of just go out with the same plan wherever you guys are going?
Well, we also played a show at the senior center here in town, so we learned a bunch of oldies, you know, just to please them. And for the wedding, they had like a set list of requests, and we played a couple of those. They had me play guitar when the bride walked down the aisle, and so I had to learn that song. But I think we cater to our audience in many ways.
We censor some of our covers for the kids in the crowd. Yeah, that one was a little sad, so we have to pep it up
with
a love song.
Classic love song.
Yeah, classic country love song. That we wrote. It's a classic still.
I was born a city boy, but went out to the farm. Thought in on a day's work, couldn't do much harm. That's when I saw her down on all fours. She was picking weeds like it weren't no chore. Went up to Farmer Brown to ask her for her name, and he said,
"Boy, it's Bessie, but since the accident she ain't the same."
So I said, "Farmer, what do you mean?" And he said,
"Well, boy, I can't believe you haven't seen. She got a bum leg. Bum leg. She got a bum leg.
Bum leg."
Days and days went by, and I saw her less and less. Started hankering for the time to see my Bess. I finally found her, she was lying there. She had hay and cud all up in her hair. So I hoisted her up back on her feet. That was the first time our eyes did meet. So I said, "Darling, you needn't have no fear. Ain't no reason for you to be laying with all these steer." Then with her pretty eyes, she looked up at me.
It brought me right to tears when I saw that twisted knee. She got a bum leg. Bum leg. She got a bum leg. Bum leg.
Bum leg.
Finally worked up the courage to talk to Farmer Brown. Asked him how best it'd look wearing a wedding gown. And he said, boy, I don't know what the heck you mean. I was thinking of putting her down on account of her bum knee. So I said, Farmer, please listen to my bid. I'll give you all the money for the work I did. He took my money and he led her to the plow. And he said, boy, you're crazy to be spending this much on a cow. She limped over to me with a look in her eye that seemed to say, come on, cowboy, let's go for a ride. Wait a minute, though. She got a bum leg. Bum leg. She got a bum leg. Bum leg.
Bum leg.
Thank you. Bum leg.
We didn't write this one.
Yeah, but it's about buy a goat. That's right.
Well, now and then I think of when we were together. When you said you felt so happy you could die, I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember. You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness, like resignation to the end, always the end. Then we found that we could not make sense. You always said that we could still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over. But you didn't have to cut me off, make out like we never happened and that we were nothing. I guess that I don't need your love, but you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough. No, you didn't have to stoop so your records and then change your number. Guess that I don't need that though, cause now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Got so mad I turned the mic off.
I used to know. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like when you said...
Nope, that's not it. Isn't this a nice guitar part?
What did I say? What did I say?
Well...
But I don't wanna live that way.
I said you stank.
Reaching into every word you say.
Yes, it does.
You said that you could let it go, whoa, whoa. And I wouldn't get you caught up on somebody that you used to know. But you didn't have to cut me off, make out like we never happened and that we were nothing.
Guess that I don't need your love, but you treat me like a stranger, and that feels so rough. No, you didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends correct your records and then change your number. I guess that I don't need that though, cause now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody that I used to know. Somebody I used to know. Somebody I used to know. Somebody I used to know. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Thank you. We're Category U at the Acoustic Cafe.
You've been listening to the sounds of Alex Miller and Mason Smith, who together are Category U, an alternative rock band from Winona, Minnesota. We now turn it back to Juan Galarza and his interview with the two during Midwest Music Fest. You're listening to The Live Feed.
You guys play music. What's your favorite part? Why do you do it?
Well, I just have to say that, I don't know, music is just kind of that thing that everybody gets. There's not one person in the world who says, like, oh, music sucks. Like, it's just the one thing that's universally applicable to everybody. I don't know. That's what I plan to do for the rest of my life, so figure I better start now.
I like singing.
So what about... Actually, I met this Mormon one time who said he didn't like music. He didn't see the point of it.
Really?
So there's one guy at least out there who doesn't see the point of it. Weird guy, but... What do you guys consider the hardest part about being musicians? Besides maybe technical problems.
Sometimes just finding that creative drive is pretty tough.
Definitely.
We've been on a bit of a hiatus recently, as far as songwriting goes.
Yeah. Also, the time too, because we're both still in school. We both work, so I mean, it is really hard to squeeze in like all the hours that it takes to make a record or a performance.
Plans for the future, besides the CD that's going to be released here in the summer, you said? Do you guys have anything after that that you guys are planning on doing?
I'm going to college here in town, and he's heading off to the U of M.
Yep, up to the cities.
So, I mean, I'm looking at starting a new project, and that's kind of slowly being put together. But other than that, I think maybe in the summers, Category U will have some reunions and see if we can write some music.
If someone up at the U wants some mediocre bass playing or some decent singing, then I guess I could be in another band.
All right, and then for the listeners who maybe want to hear more about you, find out more about where you're playing next or where to get the CD that you're releasing in the summer, where should they go?
They should follow us on Facebook and also...
Probably our email. Again, categoryumail@gmail.com. If you shoot us an email, like, asking about some info, I mean, we'd be sure to get it out. And, I mean, we're looking for venues, too, if people are interested in some kind of chill acoustic jam, then they should shoot us an email.
This one we wrote on a Saturday. It's called Saturday Song.
Country number began, another summer started thinking about you and me. I tried to tell you something back when we were jumping just to see how tall we could be. When I told you your mama tried to scold you cause she saw us kissing under the tree. We were little lovers back in the summer when we didn't know how hard love could be. Somewhere along I lost my senses. Through playing games and walking fences. But you know me. I give the world to do it again. Ooh. 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 Tried to tell your father, sir, I love your daughter, and he said I was just a child. So I wrote a letter saying we'd be together and the wait would be well worthwhile. Another fella came and so did the rain, but I tried to force a smile.
Thought we'd be together, but I should have known better. Guess I'm just not your style. Somewhere alone, I lost my senses. Through playing games and hopping fences. But you know me, you know where I've been. I'd give the world to do it again. Somewhere along I lost my senses. Through playing games and hopping fences. But you know me, you know where I've been. I'd give the world to do it again. I'd give the world to do it again.
Thank you. That was like first one I wrote.
So here at Category U, we like to honor fallen heroes, especially yeah. when they go to like space and places.
Space.
I'm sorry. I'm quiet when I'm fine.
As I approached the ship, my expectations were high. I felt the same as I was thrust into the sky. Saw the fire from the ship and the fire in my eye. Who has two thumbs and is in space? This guy! Spaceman! 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 Hit the atmosphere and the ship began to shake. This mission is dangerous and no other man would take it. The gravity of the mission arose as there was no gravity. There I was just floating in fate as I knew it had to be me. Spaceman! 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 Suited up and went out to do some minor repairs. This was a task of which no other man would dare. Then I heard Houston say,
Dave, you're out of air.
A smile came across my face as I said,
I don't care.
Spaceman! My eyes as I was floating towards the sun. I knew this had to be done for the sake of everyone. Then I felt godlike and above the human race.
And that's the story of how your Uncle Dave died in space.
Spaceman! 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 Spaceman!
All right, thank you. We're Category U. Come again to a different show. Please do it.
Thanks again to Alex Miller and Mason Smith from Category U for visiting with us on The Live Feed. More information on the duo can be found on Facebook by searching Category U, as in the letter U. Another thank you goes out to all who made Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at www.midwestmusicfest.org. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed, hosted by Juan Galarza.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.